Mornings in the Park, the Kirby's Nursery e-newsletter for July 2nd, 2020. A habit the girls and I have recently taken up is exploring the park near our house. It really started as a way to get the girls out of the house early in the morning. Abby is very conscious of what time it is. If the clock says 7 a.m., it is time to be out of bed no matter what. I've tried setting the girls' clock a little behind to give myself 10 to 15 more minutes of peace in the morning, but they figured me out. In fact, I realized yesterday morning that they have actually set their clock ahead a few minutes so that they can pop down at 6:55. Since they are, of course, immediately hungry, I started suggesting a walk in the park to delay them a bit. It has been a peaceful way to start the mornings. There isn't usually anyone else out, and we've discovered some interesting things on our walks. One day, we came across a giant solid white bunny, and on another, we found vines that were perfect for swinging on. There are a number of massive trees as well. Hard to climb, but every now and then I'll heft them up so they can sit in the trees and enjoy the view from up high. Yesterday morning, Maddie actually suggested walking over to the park. She said she thought she'd heard a wolf howling and she wanted to check it out. So we headed outside when she suddenly disappeared. Abby said it was to change clothes, but when Maddie came back down, she also had paper, a pencil, and a clipboard with her. Apparently, it was a morning for poetry. She couldn't stop writing, whether walking or sitting. When she realized Abby and I were ahead of her, she'd trot up to us and then find somewhere else to continue composing. Here is what she came up with yesterday.
I found a fox, how I can't imagine, the woods is far too deep to trash in. Flowers fall in summer, the vines are old with tales untold, the bees rattle on your paper. The twisting trees they log to sit on, quite a very lovely time.
I think this is a habit I want to continue. Poetry, coffee, and a quiet morning in the park? It is definitely a great way to start the day. With the Independence Day holiday upon us, we'll be closing at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Friday and Sunday, we'll be open for our normal hours. And don't forget that through the summer, we are closing on Mondays. Enjoy your 4th of July. Be safe and be well.
Happy gardening, the Kirby's Nursery Family.